In Focus continues on your Monday morning on News Radio KMAN. Good morning. I'm Troy Coverdale, sitting in for Brandon Peoples this morning. And we're joined by Dr. Sarah Kaufman, clinical assistant professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University. The Hills Pet Health and Nutrition Center now opening up as a doctor. Yeah. This is really a neat facility, it looks like, in terms of what it means for the College of Vet Med, but also for those who are bringing their pets in for treatments.
That's right. I mean, it's beyond neat. It's amazing and modern and perfect timing that we were able to open this new part of our building just as we're welcoming clients in. So the Pet Health and Nutrition Center has always, we've tried to operate like a general practice veterinary office within a teaching hospital. And literally our space used to be in the interior, in the center of the teaching hospital. And now we've moved into this beautiful facility that Hills Pet Nutrition very generously helped the university to be able to build. We have separate exam rooms that are designated for our facility, so we're not trying to fight other services to use the shared exam rooms within the main body of the hospital. We have the ability to run blood and urine analyses here right on the spot in real time if we need to, if a patient is in an emergent situation and we want blood results within 10 to 20 minutes, we can do that now. We have our own surgery suite in this new facility. It's really, really amazing.
You bring up the point that you went from being in the middle of, if you will, the hospital to now having your own separate facility for those that are coming in for these treatments. How much of a change is that for everyone involved?
It's huge. not only from just learning where can we put everything, but just the amount of space that we're able to have here, and the updated exam rooms and the technology that we have. I think we're lucky that we have our students, our young people, to remind us that, hey, you know, maybe this pet owner doesn't feel comfortable coming in the exam room yet, but we have the technology in each exam room that we could have someone on Zoom or some other teleconference, even if they feel safer remaining out in the parking lot. They can be watching their pet's exam in real time. We have technology that we can project things on our microscopes, so clients and other students can see, you know, if we take a sample from their pet and we want to show them exactly what's going on, we can project that onto a screen pretty much anywhere based on the technology that we have now. It's really awesome.
How much did the plans for technology in this new center change in the past year plus?
I don't think they did. Because part of the long-term plan at the Veterinary Health Center is that all of our records will be accessible electronically. And so planning for that, we wanted to have a computer workstation in each exam room so that we can basically be in the room with the pet and the client and say, okay, you had x-rays done 6 months ago, let's look those up. Or any kind of lab work that was done in the past. We wanted that ability to have all the information here in the exam room with us. Did we anticipate that we were going to install Zoom on all of those workstations? Probably not. but the plans for the physical technology were definitely already in place.
One of the things that is in place as well in the new Hills Pet Health and Nutrition Center, the Healthy Weight Clinic. I love telling the story about a cat I encountered with my aunt and uncle. Owned this cat for a long time, but the final 10 years of his life, treated that cat for diabetes. And is an area where we pay a lot more attention now to our pets' health and their needs.
Absolutely. And the Healthy Weight Clinic, we've had so many success stories with this clinic, and it started out actually quite a few internal patients, if you will. So pets that belong to faculty or staff or people who are somehow associated with the university. I feel like word has gotten out now, word of mouth and on social media. We have lots and lots of clients from the community enrolled as well. But it's just amazing to see the improvement in quality of life and prevention of complications of long-term diseases like diabetes or obesity or heart disease. There's so many conditions that our pets develop that are very similar to the health problems that people develop when we're carrying excess body weight. And just to see how these pets thrive through this program and giving pet owners support. I think it's terribly, terribly confusing to read a pet food label. Every once in a while, I try to do a reality check and just walk into the pet store and pretend, you know, what would I pick if I wasn't Dr. Sarah Kaufman? If I was just Sarah, the dog owner, walking into this store, what would I pick off the shelf? And it is overwhelming. And having this clinic to support pet owners, I just think is an amazing tool and adds to success so much that they're having regular check-ins with a professional who can give them very precise advice about how to help continue the successful weight loss for their pet.
When we discuss health like this for our pets, what are the trends that you notice in terms of healthy diet and nutrition for our pets in fighting disease? You mentioned you're already seeing those changes because of this clinic, but in general, what are we seeing because of how our pets eat?
I think overwhelmingly the trend is towards obesity and overnutrition, just because pet food quality has come so far in the last 20 to 30 years. Just the availability of different options for pet foods and the digestibility of the pet foods that are out there. It's really easy to overfeed your pet, and the variety of pet food options and pet treat options and the ability to have it shipped to your home. I mean, there's so many ways to obtain food and treats for your pets, it boggles the mind, and so many options. So I think overwhelmingly the trend is still towards overfeeding and obesity. And luckily we have programs like this Healthy Weight Clinic to raise awareness, because so many people are just adjusted to seeing overweight pets that when they see a pet at a healthy weight, I have a very large dog. I've had several Great Danes, and keeping them at a lean body weight, I have people come up to me at the dog park and take me to the side and tell me that I need to feed my dog more. They're not used to seeing a tall, lean dog where you can see the ribs, and people think that that's too skinny, and it's really not. So raising public awareness about what a healthy lean pet should look like, I think, is a big part of our job.
Speaking of, he's enjoying a nice, comfortable spot there in your office, we noticed.
He is. He's here at the office with me today to be part of our blood donor program here at the Veterinary Health Center.
What a great point it is, though, that you're able to bring your own pets in and have them be participants in the programs as well.
It is. Like I mentioned before, we've got quite a few faculty and staff that have participated in the Healthy Weight Clinic just because they've seen the value in it. And I think that's wonderful. And the blood donor program also, it's great to know that my pet can help save others' lives. So I'll put in a plug for that too, because we're recruiting for blood donors all the time. I'm not directly involved in managing that program. My own pet participates in it, but I don't oversee it. But I know that we're always recruiting for blood donors, especially if you happen to own a German Shepherd that might be what we call a negative. So we do blood typing in all of our blood donors, and we're always looking for more that have the negative blood type because they're more of a universal donor. If you have a pet that you'd like to be evaluated for the blood donor program, you can just call our small animal hospital. And I'll share that number too. So if you're interested in calling us either to inquire about the blood donor program, or if your pet just needs an annual checkup and you don't have a primary care veterinarian, you can call 785-532-5690, and that'll get you to the small animal side of the hospital. And we can get you some more information about whatever you need for your pet.
Final quick thought from you as we near summertime. Parasite prevention is a big thing for our pets as we move closer to the warmer weather.
Absolutely. And so many people in the community, you know, I feel like we're all having this wonderful springtime where we're getting out and about again. And it may be that maybe your pet has not had their annual exam since before March of 2020. And if your pet hasn't had an exam lately, that means you probably don't have heartworm prevention. And mosquitoes are out and about, and fleas and ticks and ticks and more ticks. Oh my gosh, the ticks. Every time I go hiking on the weekend, I see more ticks. So it's really important to make sure that your pet has had an exam within the past year and get those parasite prevention products. And this is just like pet food. There are so many choices and very confusing. Sometimes the product names are confusing. What the product does, is it good for heartworms? Is it just good for fleas? Is it good for heartworm and flea and tick? Your veterinarian is really the best choice to advise you about these things and make sure that your pet is protected. So please make sure that your pet is protected against parasites that can spread diseases. We'd love to see you here with your pet at the Veterinary Health Center, and hopefully we can even bring you inside with your pet. But we don't want to see your pet because it's sick with a disease that could have been prevented by parasite prevention.
Dr. Kaufman, thank you very much for joining us for a couple of segments this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Troy. It's been great talking to you.
Dr. Kaufman, again, Sarah Kaufman, the clinical assistant professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University. We talk Manhattan Public Library when we continue on this Monday morning's edition of In Focus on News Radio KMAN.